welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt University Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Stacey Kendrick with Health Plus. Today I'm joined by dietetic interns Nikki and Christy, and we're going to be spending some time talking about the importance of hydration. Thanks for being here today.
Well, thanks for having us.
Well, the first thing that I want to ask you, Christy, is what are some of the signs and symptoms that people need to look for as far as being dehydrated?
Signs and symptoms are very important to look for to monitor your dehydration. Initially, you might feel thirsty, have a little bit of flushed skin. Your work might seem a little bit harder. Breathing rate and pulse might go up. And as you continue to get dehydrated, you might feel a little more irritable, confused, experience some loss of balance, and could potentially collapse and pass out.
What is the worst possible situation if a person becomes severely dehydrated?
There have been some cases where people have died from dehydration. If you lose too much water, you can eventually die from it. It's a severe case and it does take a while, but there have been some instances.
So it is really something important to understand. Nikki, can you talk a little bit about what the actual recommendations are as far as how much liquid we need to consume to stay hydrated?
Sure. Well, you've probably heard that you should drink 8 8-ounce glasses of water every day, but actually you want to drink a little bit more than that. The Institute of Medicine says that men should drink about 13 cups of water or fluid per day, and women should drink about 9 cups, but that's really dependent on a lot of different factors, which we'll talk about later.
Okay. What are some things that I should monitor? How do I actually know if I'm getting dehydrated? Are some things I can keep an eye on?
One of the easiest ways to see how hydrated you are is to check your urine color. So if you go to the bathroom and see that your urine is kind of the color of lemonade or a straw, like a very light yellow color, then that typically means that you're well hydrated. But if it looks more like apple juice, like a dark yellowish brown color, then you're probably heading in the direction of being dehydrated. Okay. Another thing that you can do is weigh yourself daily. So get on the scale in the morning and do it about the same time every day after you go to the bathroom, get your dry weight. And if you see fluctuations, that's typically water weight. But for women, that's a hard thing to judge by because women's menstrual cycles, there isn't a challenge, and we tend to hold on to more water weight than men do. And another way is just to see how much you're sweating. So if you're outside and working out on a hot day and you do sweat a lot, then you should be trying to compensate with water or some kind of fluid to make up for the sweat loss.
Okay, so those are some good things that we can each personally monitor just to make sure that we're staying hydrated. What about sports drinks? Should we be drinking those, Nikki, to help us stay hydrated?
Well, typically, for the average person on a workout, they don't really need a sports drink. But if you're working out hard for over an hour, that's when Gatorade or any sort of sports drink might help you replenish your fluid and also your electrolytes. But if you don't have a sports drink, just drinking water and then eating a meal that has some salt in it after your workout will be just fine.
Oh, okay. Is there anything that I need to know about overhydrating?
Yeah, I mean, overhydrating can be a huge problem. A lot of times people think that they're being really healthy and doing themselves a favor if they're actually drinking a lot of fluids, but in some cases that can be, again, just as dangerous as being dehydrated. Like, there are some marathon runners who have overhydrated during races, and typically the characteristics that they have found in people that get overhydrated during workouts or during a marathon is that they're not very lean, kind of a beginner runner, and they don't sweat a lot, and just drinking too much before, during, and after the race. So,
and some of the danger from overhydrating is that you're giving yourself so much water, but you're not giving yourself any electrolytes. So that throws off your body's balance of potassium and sodium, and all of your body's systems rely on a good balance of those.
Okay.
And that's where the sports drinks might come in, too, every now and then when you're working out for over an hour. It's a good idea to replace those electrolytes.
Well, so what are some closing thoughts for people as far as staying hydrated?
I think the main takeaway from dehydration and staying hydrated is to know the symptoms. This is very personalized based on our genetics. Some people sweat more than others, based on your activity, how much you're exerting yourself, and also the climate that you're in. Depending on how hot and humid it is, that's going to affect your sweat loss. So just keep in mind all those factors and try to drink when you're thirsty.
Okay, great. Excellent. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us any comments on this Wellcast by clicking the Add New Comment link at the bottom of this page. If you have a story suggestion, please email it to us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu, or you can use the Contact Us link on our website at healthandwellness.vanderbilt.edu.